Alright, so another piece by Nicholas. Now this is the one that I said we had to make some changes. You can see the the work of the composer in action here. Alright, so pencils at the ready? Yes? Alright, good. This piece is, of course, from the Book of Job, it's the offertory of the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. And the composer, in addition to setting the text of the offertory chant, he goes on to set to continue the story, so to say. The chant and all the polyphonic settings thereof, e.g. by Palestrina, all end with gravi ulcere vulneravit. But Nicholas has added, and Job said, naked I departed from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Just as it pleased the Lord, so has it been done. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
A happy ending.
That's right. So a few changes to accord with the composer's wishes. And I will go based on the page numbers on the top of the score. So these are the composer's page numbers, okay? Page 3, basses, bar 14 into 15, please make that F an octave higher. Bar 20.
But the tenors are not affected by that?
No.
Okay.
No. So the tenors will be below the basses. Bars 20 through the end of that page, bar 25, is a tenor solo. So please mark that as a tenor solo. And could we have where do you think the solo is, Nicholas?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So that's a solo, and then page 4, bar 26, the tenors come back in too. Okay. Page 5, sopranos, that whole top system, bar 38 to 43, please cross it out. The composer has decided to remove your part there. there's a great reason for it. Would you care to explain why, Nicholas?
Yeah, it kind of gives you the process. Unfortunately, I don't have the gifts of Mozart where I can just copy things out perfectly and then put it on a shelf like this. So this was the end of the offertory, as you say. It ends with, and he had a grievous ulcer. And after getting it, so it kind of has this climactic thing where it just beats him down until he has this ulcer. I decided to go on from here, but as you can see, it's kind of pretty climactic then. So at the end of the piece, where the real climax comes, we've already kind of spent our energy here, so it's nice to just still feel the wounding going on page 5, which I kind of extended then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Yeah, and I we talked this morning too about how by removing the soprano line there, it allows that wonderfully thick bass thing, and a grievous ulcer, you know, with that low two-parting in the basses, it can allow it to shine out that much more. Okay, so I have those sopranos. So cross that out from 38 to 43. Small textual point. That is. Vulneravit and not beat, so in the altos in bar 43, and then again altos and bass, the last bar of that page. Please be sure every time it's vulneravit in the past tense and not vulneravit in the future.
With a V.
Vulneravit in the past tense, not vulneravit in the future. As we said this morning, it sounds awfully correct. Okay, page 6. Page 6, bar 52, change in the tenor part in order to accommodate a great pause here in bar 53. In fact, perhaps, perhaps it would be better to draw that in. Please take everyone, please take your pencil. The first note of 53, please put a fermato over it. And there'll be a grand pause after that. So the end of the text of the proper will end there. We'll have an, a grand pause, an ensemble lift, and then we continue on to Et Dixit Dior. Okay? Now,
got
bar 53, the first note of bar 53, please put a fermata on that. Okay? Now, the composer politely requests in the tenors that you change in 52 that quarter note A flat to an eighth note A flat F. And then the first note of 53, the half note becomes an E. So we have the following.
So it'll, the raw beat will go A flat G, two eighth notes, sorry.
A flat G?
A flat G, not A flat F.
A flat G.
The composer, if the composer's in the room, he's always free to change his mind. All right, so A flat G, E. So, so tenors, you start in bar 51, it sounds like this. Ne ravit, vo ne ravit. Got that?
I hope so.
So the so in bar 52, the notes are F, F, B natural, C, eighth note A flat, eighth note G, and then a half note E natural on the next bar. Got that?
Interesting. So that's going to be a seventh chord there?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. Good. And then a request to the sopranos. In bar 53, after the grand pause, it's going to be a whole lot easier to find your note after the big pause, after the break, if you sing quarter note F, quarter note G on Et. So, and so you enter at the same time as the altos. See that?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the altos entering first, and then you come in on G, which is a little difficult to, which is a little bit difficult to find from a cold start, instead, please enter F and then G. Et dixit iuvium. Got that? Yes? Clear? Bar 55, just a reminder to the tenors, that is ad lib, but it's tutti. Bar 57, 58, 59, please, in the basses, please cross out that low F on Job, so you don't come in until et dixit. And the idea behind the crossing out of a few of the low Fs is in order to save that effect, that low rumbling effect for times when we really need it, you know, like when it can really come to rest. So again, bass, bar 57, 8, 9, please cross out the low F and just have rest. Page 7, bass, bar 67, the end of that verse system, please sing the F an octave higher. So we have Do, got that? Okay, basses, yes?
We only sing that first F an octave up?
Yes, that's correct.
Down.
Yes,
down.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And and we, yes, please.
Back on page 6,
yep.
Measure 55, where it says ad lib, that's a solo for a tenor, right?
No, no, no. That is
tutti. Tutti?
Yes, that is tutti. That is tutti. And we pointed out this morning about the word accentuation at the very bottom of page 7, and I believe this is the last change, at the very bottom of page 7, the word is obstulit, not obstulit. So, and so in order to avoid an implied accent on stu just because it's on the downbeat, please shift the stu over to the third beat of the bar. So in the case of the altos, it will be this, if we start in bar 70. Dominus obstulit.
So we're changing our F whole note to two F half notes.
Exactly, Susan, exactly. And do you hear how that changes the word accentuation? Instead of obstulit, we get obstulit. Yes? It's, and of course when we set the Latin eight text in particular, we have to be sensitive to that. In the bass, it'll be the same thing. So instead of a D whole note on stu, it's two D half notes. Obstuli, right? For the tenors, all you have to do is shift over these syllables. So we get this. Dominus obstuli. Same exact notes, just the ob and the stu are shifted over. I'll sing that again. Dominus obstuli. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
And
Dominus, you're going down to the A on news.
That's correct. And then and the ob is the last quarter of that bar, and the B of the next bar, and stu is the half note C. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, for the sopranos, please change in that bar in question, change the dotted half note to just a half note followed by quarter note A, quarter note D, and then shift ob and stu over. And then the preceding bar, dominus, is just going to be a whole note. Dominus obstuli. See that? Yes, sopranos?
Yes.
If you don't see it, please raise your hand because the composer is here in the room and will and will chew my ear afterwards. Yes. And finally, one more quick change in the altos. In the last three bars, the composer asks that the rhythm be kept, but the notes be changed in Benedictum to G, G, A flat, B flat, tied over, G, and then finally A natural.
Say that again.
Starting at the third bar from the end, G, G, as printed, and then A flat, B flat, tied over, and then G natural. And then, of course, and then the A as printed. Yes, in the altos.
And then just one more thing, David, the tenor.
Yes.
To fix the parallel.
And in the, to fix a parallel fifth, third bar from the end in the tenors should be B, D, C. Benedi. Got that? We changed that. Now, that gives you a taste of what it is we've been doing. As we find the core of the piece in our breakout session, or indeed a workout, as the case may be. And oftentimes it's only very slight changes that need to be made to improve a piece, and those changes take time for the composer to notate. But the composer changes it because he cares about you as singers and wants you to sing as beautifully and pray as well as possible. So please thank the composer please thank all the composers for the work they've done to make that possible. All right. Let's sing it, shall we? Maybe one.
Thank you.
I think the end of this piece, blessed be the name of the Lord, you know, that reply of Job from the depth of despair, the depth of misery is so beautifully set, and it's a tough text to set because it's one that it's painful, but it can't be bitter, and I think the composer, Nicholas has struck just the right balance there between knowing the pain of the will of God and yet also knowing at the same time the joy of doing it. I wonder, before we press on, if we could maybe sing just that last part again.
Measure 79, should that be just two quarter notes for the bass?
Yes, that's right.
Maybe a little slower on the last system there?
I think so, yeah. Perhaps we could do the second half of the piece from bar 6. From page 6, sorry. Page 6, bar 53. Et dixit Job. At bar 53.